better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And we will have a national emergency, and we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, and we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What do you say to your critics who say that you are creating a national emergency, that you're concocting a national emergency here in order to get your wall because you couldn't get it through other ways?
What do you think? You think I'm creating something? Ask these incredible women who lost their daughters and their sons, because your question is a very political question, because you have an agenda. You're CNN. You're fake news.
We believe those are some of the angel moms that the president has talked so much about out on the campaign trail at rallies and so on. These are parents of victims who were allegedly killed by undocumented immigrants. Allegedly.
Unchained and unstoppable.
If you could, would you take the wall down now? Here.
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Knock it down.
I'd take the wall
and
down.
You think...
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
And it has pushed migrants and asylum seekers and refugees to the most inhospitable, the most hostile stretches of the U.S.-Mexico border, ensuring their suffering and death. More than 4,000 human beings, little kids, women and children have died. They're not in cages. They're not locked up. They're not separated. They're dead over the last 10 years as we have walled off their opportunity.
Who do you love? Howie Carr.
We are in a dangerous place. And if people in the party don't start to speak up against people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is young and dynamic, but does not know what she's talking about, and her cohorts are going to hand the presidency back to Donald Trump.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Anticipated statement from former Governor Bill Weld tomorrow morning to the press. I said I was running for what? Yeah, I just got a press release from the New Hampshire Democrat Party. Sununu, Governor Sununu's support of Trump's border wall clashes with NH interests. Oh, really? Oh, doesn't New Hampshire have a rather severe fentanyl opioid problem? Where does that fentanyl come from, New Hampshire Democrat Party? Does it come from south of the border or not? 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
The time is right for Bill Weld to run for president. Someone who can distill out the critical issues, can understand what's fermenting in the country. Someone who can drink in the feedback from his constituents. And someone who's not afraid to get hammered by the liberal media.
Yep. You know, he's already got his running mate, Grace, for 2020. It's the same running mate he's had for I don't know how many years.
Who's that?
His last name is Daniels. His first name is Jack. He used to ride around on the campaign trail with a bottle of Tennessee whiskey under the seat of the car. And his state police driver right beside him.
If Bill Weld runs for president, his Secret Service code name should be Single Malt.
He's not a single malt guy. Like I said, he's Tennessee whiskey or bourbon. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding you that we have our own Green New Deal. Yes, it's our new Sanford Hills brand, painted green, and as the commercial says, is kind of a big deal. And unlike that other one, ours is actually affordable and achievable.
Hey, did you see Bill Weld on the news? What the hell is that purple thing on his face?
Yeah, he's got the W.C. Fields nose working pretty well. It's right up. It's a Tip O'Neill type nose too. It's not just Irish people that get that kind of nose with busted capillaries. Yankees can get them too.
Ja Rule's gonna make the Fyre Festival work, just like Bernie and Sandy are gonna finally make socialism work.
when they talked about Ja Rule a couple of hours ago, somebody said that his career is such that he was in Hampton Falls a couple of months ago. That's, I mean, it's nothing wrong with Hampton Falls, but it's not a good look for a megastar.
Yeah, he was having beef with someone who's actually famous. I can't remember who it was, but I remember whoever it was bought out the first two rows of his concert just so he would be staring at empty seats.
Dan from DEA says photos of Weld at Foley's will soon surface. Well, I tell you, there's some photos from 1990, and he's standing next to a guy who has brown hair. I wonder who that could be. And behind the bar, we played Whip Out. That's what we called it. I was helping out his campaign. We each put down $200 on the bar, and then we went behind the bar and just gave out made drinks and gave out beer until our money ran out.
Lovey, with El Chapo going to jail, I wonder if his wife will retain some of his fortune. I'm going to take the flying squirrel south of the border and pursue La Chapa. This gigolo's going for numero tres.
I still think you're better off with Mrs. Bezos. She's got a lot more money than Senora El Chapo.
You know, first AOC went after the cow farts, then fossil fuels, then trucks, then airplanes. I mean, seriously, when my butcher box finally arrives, the only thing in it's going to be the grass from the grass-fed cows.
I hadn't thought about that. AOC is a clear and present danger to one of our great sponsors, ButcherBox.com.
You know, these guys from Chicago are from the little-known Nigerian Trump stronghold, except it's not MAGA, it's MANGA. Make Nigeria great again.
MANGA. I like Minga. No new developments on any more arrests in the Smollett hate crime.
Police have determined after an investigation that actor Justin Smollett was assaulted in that city by two Nigerian princes who accosted him on the sidewalk, demanding that he take a fortune of $100 million, if only he would supply his banking information. When he refused, they beat him savagely, yelling, "Make Nigeria great again. Please take our money, you actor."
Yeah, this is a different scam than the Nigerians usually work. Usually they're in that internet thing, I am a Nigerian prince. There is $100 million, $100 trillion. It is in an escrow account in a bank in Brussels.
They're trying to diversify their crimes.
Yeah, I guess that's the way you go. Sometimes rackets come and go. You know, like Prohibition was a great racket until 1933, and then you needed to get into labor racketeering.
Howie, you got to do your research. Now, these two guys are from Nigeria, but they used to spend summers with their grandmother in South Africa, so they're at least part redneck.
And he said they were wearing ski masks and MAGA hats, and they were also wearing gloves, but he somehow knew they were white, I believe. So, he's a very perceptive guy, I guess.
Hey, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. What do vegans and Deerfield alums have in common? They never stop bragging about their accomplishment. We're going to be fine.
That's kind of true. You've already bragged about being from Deerfield off air to me today multiple times.
What did I say?
I don't know. You were telling me some story and you said, at Deerfield, someone pooped in the football thing and climbed up and put their hand in poop. But you name dropped that you went to Deerfield.
But that wasn't a brag.
You could have said when I was in school, but you said when I was at Deerfield, we would poop. We would poop in the football thing.
Okay, next time I say it, I'll say when I was at Frontier Regional. How would that be?
Economic forecast for Long Island City and Queens. Straggling.
How'd you like to be one of those people who bought who bought one of the condos just as a speculator when they announced the plans by text? Talk about sight unseen. They were making bids by text.
Hey, what happened to the other guy that was doing the chump line? Did he have an accident? Just remember, grace keeps her friends close and her enemies closer.
Taylor's still here. We're just, you know, teaching other people how to do the chump line.
Is Taylor going to do the police blotter facts tonight, or is it going to be you?
Well, you know what? We'll decide off air.
It looks like to the Moonbats, MAGA means make another grandiose accusation.
Yeah. The House Judiciary Committee, I believe that's Representative Nadler's august body, they've announced they're gonna have an investigation of the declaration of national emergency. I don't know what they're going to investigate. He declared a national emergency. That's it. It's over.
Is it true that I could get a degree in economics from Boston University by guessing the number of beans in a jar?
It just seems that way. I was a journalism professor, not economics.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. And you can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That includes weekends. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding you that we have our own Green New Deal. Yes, it's our new Sanford Hills brand, painted green, and as the commercial says, is kind of a big deal. And unlike that other one, ours is actually affordable and achievable.
Lovey, with El Chapo going to jail, I wonder if his wife will retain some of his fortune. I'm going to take the flying squirrel south of the border and pursue La Chapa. This gigolo's going for numero tres.
All the more reason to grab all of El Chapo's $14 billion and put it towards building the wall. Anything to keep it out of the hands of America's gigolo. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Arthur in Harrington, Downey's, Maine, Washington County.
This is Joan O'Hanley in Medford, Massachusetts.
Hi, this is Scott from Litchfield, New Hampshire, and you're listening to The Captain on The Howie Carr Show.
No one should feel unsafe at home. That's been Simply Safe's mission from day one. That's why Simply Safe blankets your whole home with protection, so you can fear less. Get free shopping on your order at simplysafehowie.com. That's simplysafehowie.com. Grace, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is Amazon pulling out of New York City a plus or a minus for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
With her fan base, I'm not going to say constituents because it's not really that kind of a relationship. But with her fans, it's a plus.
29% say plus, so it is on the rise.
All right. 919 says, Howie, can you check and see if CNN has blamed President Trump for the Aurora, Illinois shooting yet? Yeah, it's only a matter of time. Keith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, Howie. During the Bush administration, there was a congressman named Tom Tancredo, who was the first crusader against the border insanity.
Yes, and Colorado.
What happened with him was the Republican Party beat him up, the Democrat Party beat him up, mm-hmm. the news media beat him up, and he lost his seat.
Yeah. And he went to my alma mater, the University of North Carolina, to make a speech, and the students basically beat him up, you know. And then he run for governor of Colorado as an independent, but his career was over. You're right. He wasn't a bad guy at all. I got to know him a little bit. He was around here sometimes in Boston. I ran into him in Washington. But you're right. They destroyed him. He was off the reservation
for the border.
Right. Yeah. He was a prophet.
Even Bush, there's an article somewhere buried in the internet that he instructed the RNC to have somebody run against him, which makes sense because the Bush is a globalist. But
yeah. Thanks for the call, Keith. 844-500-4242. 413 says, are you concerned that a Democrat president in the future will use the Emergency Act to seize firearms? You know, I can't believe, number one, that they would try something like that. Al Gore didn't come out strongly enough in support of the Second Amendment, and that's probably why he wasn't elected in 2000. He lost his home state of Tennessee, and he lost the neighboring state of Arkansas, where his boss, Bill Clinton, was from. But, you know, isn't it weird that that's the first thought that comes into Nancy Pelosi's mind when Trump says he's going to sign the Declaration of National Emergency, is that, you know, we're gonna go. She's acting like a gangster. Hey, that's a nice Second Amendment you got here. Be a shame if something was to happen to it. You know, so she, and does anyone think that the Democrats wouldn't try to take away the Second Amendment, confiscate firearms if they thought they could get away with it?
If the idea of AOC being in charge and taking away guns doesn't scare everyone, any person with half a brain should be scared if the socialists take away our guns.
They're already talking since Trump has got two new justices on the Supreme Court and may have a chance to appoint a third one. They're already talking about packing the Supreme Court. I thought that one was off the table after FDR tried it back in the 30s. But now now all the bad ideas of the past are coming back because the Democrats are just big status, deep status. They think if the Democrats get control again, it's going to be tough to ever oust them because they think they could do anything now. They think they're justified in doing absolutely anything. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
Good.
Good. You might remember me. I met you down at Roger Williams Park during the beer festival.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, down in Providence. Yes.
Yep. And thank you. Thank you for signing my books. Hey. Great reads, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
The reason I'm calling is because I wanted to talk to you about my last year, my vacation. I took border security vacations. So I went to South Padre Island and all the way up to McClellan.
Yeah.
Right across from Nogales. And then after that, I also went to San Diego to see the border there. The difference is outstanding. First of all, if you go down to South Padre Island, which is the beginning of the border wall through Texas, it is a huge fence with sensors on the top of it that have openings so that the Border Patrol can go through it.
Right. The Border Patrol wants to have these fences or walls built so that they can see on the other side, which is pretty good idea to, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. So what walls work the best, Joe? Which ones?
So the one in San Diego is nothing but chain link, and it doesn't work at all. And just one other thing. So what they say is, oh, but if they build the wall, all they have to do is come around. I wonder how much it costs to park a Coast Guard helicopter in the Straits of California.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Joe. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm just looking on Drudge. It says Kaepernick settles collusion suit against NFL. $60 to $80 million. Wow. No wonder he didn't care about playing in that new football league if he was getting $60 to $80 million. Death, where is thy sting? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And now it's time for what we do at this moment every Friday night.
Any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Yes, it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny items or stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper. It can be from the police's own column that many papers run, the police log, the police blotter. Or it can be a standalone story written by a reporter for the newspaper. Just send it along. If it's funny, send it to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. Or you can still fax it to us. That's the original title of the segment based on the old machine fax. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864. That's 857-284-8864. At this time, each Friday night, we read the best entries of the week on the air, Grace does, and the two winning entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of Rifleman by Howie Carr. All right, you ready, Howie?
Yes.
Man batters girlfriend with a burrito. This is a story out of Florida. A man has been arrested for battering a woman with a burrito.
I guess it's better to be battered by a burrito than a taco, right? Because a taco might break.
Yeah, it's a hard shell, depending on the taco. Yeah, you could be right. But a burrito is heftier. They're really packed in, especially if you get it from like Chipotle and you're trying to get your money's worth.
On the other hand, if you got beat with a chili relleno, that would be a mess.
Well, now we're just getting into crazy hypotheticals here. He allegedly, now his name is Peter Elequa. He allegedly shoved the woman into a chair in their bedroom and threw the burrito at the victim, striking her in the face.
He
just happened to have a burrito with him in the bedroom?
So he beamed a burrito at her.
The contents
was it a chicken or a beef burrito?
The contents of the burrito dispersed across her face, neck, and left chest.
They dispersed.
That's how the cops knew. The cops came in and that was their evidence. There was a lot more evidence in this case than
a
few cases.
Chili trail.
Right. Police are searching for a mother who's allegedly harassing college women to date her son.
Where is this?
Towson University in Maryland.
Okay.
The mother's going around with, it says, students have reported being approached by an older female who attempted to show them a picture on her cell phone and ask if they were interested in dating her son. The subject of interest is described as a female appearing to be in her 50s with glasses, and she's just walking around saying, would you date him? Do you have any interest? And the girls are getting a little freaked out.
Is she only going up to good-looking girls, or is...
I feel like if you're already out there asking, you don't care what people look like at that point, right? If you wanted him to have a date that bad, you can't be that picky. Couple again arrested for having sex on sidewalk.
Again arrested?
Yeah, the second time in 5 months. It is Valentine's Day, though. Or it was yesterday.
Okay, where did this happen?
This happened in Florida, Fort Myers.
Okay, other side of the state.
Oh, you always have to make that clear, don't you?
This is why I live on the East Coast, on the Gold Coast.
They would never do this in Palm Beach. Bernadette Kulitarki and Philip Daly, they're respectively 47 and 58. They're in trouble for lewd and lascivious behavior.
Lewd and lascivious, and also open and gross conduct.
I guess Daly was thrusting his hips, and they appeared to be intoxicated. And they had their areas exposed. That's about as all I can say. But yeah, if you're having sex in broad daylight on the sidewalk in Fort Myers, I hope to God you're intoxicated. We got a bigger problem if you're sober, right?
Well, remember when they caught the two priests going at it? And the two priests from Chicago going at it down in Miami?
Yeah.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
But at least they were in a car.
Yeah.
Because they... You know, they're clergymen. They wanted to, you know.
They wanted to class it up a little bit.
Yeah, they wanted to observe some niceties, proprieties, you know.
Fleeing Waterville bank robber slips, spills money, and his gun in front of a special agent. This is really bad luck for this guy.
Is this Waterville, Maine?
Yes. And it was actually the Bangor Savings Bank.
Yeah.
In Maine, the guy robbed the bank and fled. But then he slipped on ice and... In front of the Ming Lee restaurant in their parking lot, he slipped on ice and found himself face to face with a special agent who just happened to be parked there at the right time. And that's when his gun he had stashed in his jacket pocket slipped out onto the parking lot and the money was swept across.
You know you're having a bad day when you rob a bank and you slip on the ice.
You got to zip up your gun pocket. Come on.
And then your gun falls out in front of a cop.
Amateur hour.
Members of the public tried to scoop it up.
The money, not the gun.
The money. Howie, you must be so proud of your people from Maine. That's something you would do.
Yeah, I'm from the southern part of Maine.
Oh, okay. It's so funny. You're never near any of these.
Always
crimes.
The place from these areas.
I know. It's weird. Judge tells cop she's so intoxicated amid drunk driving arrest.
Wait a second. You sure it wasn't the judge told this? So this wasn't something some perp told the judge. A judge said she was so intoxicated?
Yes, and according to Taylor, we have the audio.
Ma'am, you've got vomit down here in your door.
330-300 DL.
Have you been drinking?
Yes.
Okay. You're a judge? Yes. So this is what we're going to do, okay? I'm going to take you. We're going to put you in the cruiser. I'm going to take you back to the department where we'll do the testing there because, again, this is in a safe area.
I don't care. Are you kidding me?
Am I kidding about what?
I am absolutely out of my mind with...
You're intoxicated.
I am so intoxicated, but...
Ooh, case closed, as a judge would say.
Do we have any more? At one point...
We do.
I wish I had a judge gavel, because this is when I would go, boom, guilty.
So
take her away.
They took her to the holding cell, and they asked her if she wanted to take a breathalyzer.
Rebecca, I'm going to fire up the BAC. Are you going to be willing to do a breathalyzer test?
No, you need to call.
Okay. Rebecca, I'm going to ask you one more time, and this is going to be considered refusal. Are you going to be willing to perform a breathalyzer test?
No.
Okay.
While in the booking area of the police department, Judge Doherty...
At one point, she's going crazy.
There's more.
Oh, you got more?
Yeah.
About the cell phone? That's what he was about to explain. Yeah. Here you go.
Rebecca, I'm going to ask you one more time, and this is going to be considered refusal. Are you going to be willing to perform... Okay.
While in the booking area of the police department, Judge Doherty indicates that she would like to call Major Larry Limbert of the Portage County Sheriff's Office and becomes agitated when the officer tells her that her cell phone is still in the SUV.
What's the deal?
What's the deal with what?
Give me my phone so I can make a phone call.
Okay. Your phone is in a puddle of vomit in your car, which is
I
on the side
it.
Of... Can I finish?
Absolutely.
Which is on the side of the road that you crashed into.
Yes.
You know who I am.
She said that. She did say that, too. I don't think we have that on tape, but she said that, according to the police report.
It's like, yeah, unfortunately for you, we know exactly who you are.
How can that not be a winner?
Oh, well, you know, you're going to have to wait and find out. The winners are pretty good.
That cop must have had so much fun saying that. It's in a puddle of vomit in the car that you crashed.
Do you know who I am?
Your Honor.
It's always a nice, you know, it's always a nice look, too, when you demand to call some police brass, the cop's boss, right? Who did she think? She's just a mere judge. She's acting like she's Ali Bebo, right?
Mm-hmm. Half-naked woman shuts down South.
Oh, nobody help.
Shuts down South Carolina Airport. The woman, whose identity was not released, was spotted running around the grounds of the Florence Regional Airport in Florence, South Carolina.
Her first name was Stormy.
She was scantily clad. She had her undies on.
Of course she was scantily clad.
And
it's
she was later
traditional for these kind of stories.
She was later found in a storm ditch by dogs.
That's what I mean, Stormy.
Yeah, the sniffer dogs.
Oh, bloodhounds?
Yeah. And she was charged with indecent exposure. And I believe she also had a flight delayed or rerouted because of her antics.
Won't nobody help naked man.
And before we go to break, I have a local story. Taylor, feel free to chime in with this one because I know that you covered this this week as well. This is a Katamit man.
Mm-hmm.
He's facing multiple charges after allegedly assaulting police officers following a display of odd behavior.
This was in Wareham.
So, Taylor, you tell it. You're better.
So this guy comes into the police station. He says, hey, you got this guy out in the middle of the road. He's yelling at passing cars. Cops go out there, try to take him in, and he starts yelling at them. Then he flicks his lit cigarette at the cops. And then as he's being taken in, he's fighting with them, kicking them, and continues to assault them. It was nasty. They had to use the taser.
They had to bring out the taser.
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me!
But he flicked the cigarette. That's always a bold move. I don't think it usually works out well. When we get back, guys, Howie asked the question, what could possibly beat that story? Well, I have two awesome police blotters, so stay tuned, and we'll play them on the other side.
603 says, who did that judge think she is? Caroline Rose Kennedy? She went to Brown.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, as always, is powered by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Candy in Cumberland, Maine.
This is Bill in Underhill, Vermont.
This is Carol from Braintree, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
A texter used to be a cop said about the, do you know who I am? I get that a lot when I was on the job. Do you know who I am? I'd reply, no, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, and then the one I always heard was that say, do you know who I am? And then the cop says, shakes his head, and the guy says, I'm Judge so-and-so. And then the cop says, oh, I'm glad you remembered who you were.
Oh, I like that. Okay, guys, so these are still runners-up before we get to our winners. Son sets mother's home ablaze, allegedly, over Cheez-Its.
He couldn't afford his own Cheez-Its?
A man had to rescue his mother from the second floor during a fight that allegedly began over a box of Cheez-Its. The two brothers and their 61-year-old mother were at the home when an argument began over a box of Cheez-Its. They don't really say what the argument was, but one...
Not one loser brother living with Ma.
Two. Yeah.
Listen, Cheez-Its are worth fighting over.
And that's when one of the brothers, who police say was intoxicated, locked his brother and mother inside the home and began pouring gasoline on the front steps. It's not funny. I shouldn't laugh. He then lit the home on fire, trapping the two inside. The other brother was able to get the mom down from the
second
floor.
I'm guessing the one with the gasoline was also the intoxicated one.
Yeah, good guess, Howie. A man accused of peeing and pooping on AV equipment at school during break-in.
Poop.
It's out of Fort Bend County, Texas. The man broke into the gym and urinated.
The man, you know, this doesn't sound like something a man would do. This sounds like something an angry student would do. Doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The overnight incident had no impact on the instructional day, and our campus has been operating normally and safely.
It did have an impact on the odor around the school. However.
And the custodial crew. They said the custodial crew removed the equipment and immediately cleaned and sanitized the gymnasium. Imagine having to clean and sanitize audiovisual equipment that's been covered in poop.
Poop.
Let that sink in. Okay, and now for our winners. Home Depot bomb threat was actually customer warning he's about to poop. Speaking of poop, sorry guys, a lot of poop this week. So someone called the police and said, we just had a customer here make what may have been a bomb threat. He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here and you need to leave the building. He said it three times. It turns out he was just giving a warning that he's a regular customer, and he explained to the cops he had no intention of causing such alarm, and the comment was meant to be funny.
Didn't this happen at a Waffle House not that long ago?
It happens, exactly, Taylor. It happens more often than you think. We need to have
common
drop sense
a bomb in here.
Bathroom control.
What's that song? Someone dropped a bomb on me? Or
you dropped a bomb on
there
me.
There it is, yes.
And then this is what he actually said. You all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up. He just meant, you know, he really had to go.
Was this at a high school in Fort Bend, Texas?
I'm fixing to blow it up on the AV equipment. No. And then lastly, video shows man releasing rat inside New Jersey McDonald's, sparking total chaos.
When did this happen? What hour of the day or night?
That is a really good question. I think it was in the afternoon because they said the restaurant was really crowded. A man released a large white rat inside the crowded restaurant last week. A video posted on Facebook that appears to have been shot by an accomplice shows a young man accompanied by a child walking into the restaurant. The man can be seen carrying a clear pet carrier with a white rat inside. Let me hold it. Let me hold it, said the kid.
Oh, so it was a white rat. I mean, it wasn't one of like a, you know, like a sewer rat like you'd see in the South End.
I think white rats are scarier.
No.
Got those red eyes peering at you.
Yeah, in a clear plastic carrier, that means you're dealing with a complete psychopath. If I was eating at a McDonald's, okay, because there's one down the street, and someone walked in with a rat in a case.
That was a pet rat.
And looked at me as he opened the case, I would be like, this is a nightmare. Something's about to go down.
If you have a white rat in a container, it probably is not carrying bubonic plague.
Howie, that's not the point. The point is, why is this psycho bringing it into the McDonald's? People are trying to eat their nuggets.
What was the name of the rat?
The name of the rat was Casper.
Oh, because it was white.
Huh? Yes, yes. So the little kid shouts, let me hold it, let me hold it. The man then walks into the middle of the restaurant where he opens the pet container and drops the rodent on the ground before running out. Mayhem then ensues in the video as several people inside rush to get out.
They rush to get out.
McDonald's says they are working with police to identify the person in the video.
You know, the old Boston Garden? Mm-hmm. We used to go to Celtics games there sometimes, and we get seats way, way, way up high, you know, standing room only seats. One time I was up there, when Larry Bird was playing, and I look up on one of the rafters, and there's this little, what looks like a piece of string coming down from the rafter. So I looked up. It was a rat that had expired.
that actually, Howie, I found a mouse in my house a few months ago. And when I found it, it was so little. My boyfriend actually found it in the trap. And it was so little. And I said, oh my God, that's so sad. It's a baby. And my boyfriend said, it's not a baby. It's just been dead here for months and you didn't notice. So now it's shriveled up like a prune.
One of the local stations around here just shared a picture of a rat found passed out on a sidewalk holding a nip bottle of Hennessy.
They're crafty.
I told you, the South End.
They're getting out of control.
My mom said in Southie there used to be a lot of bats.
Yeah, there were bats. When I lived on Great Diamond Island in Portland, there were a lot of bats.
Really?
Yeah, you'd throw up a pebble, and all these bats would come by because they thought it was an insect. They'd come swooping in at night. But, you know, a few years back, the New York Post, there was a photographer who was walking down the street in Manhattan. Yeah. And he went by a Dunkin' Donut. You know, one of those Dunkin' Donuts where they got the donuts out in the trays the front window? And so he looks over. And there's a rat is munching on a donut in the front window. So he grabbed his camera and he took a picture. It was on the front page of the New York Post the next day.
America runs on Dunkin'.
I'm Howie Carr.